When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body, but there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's podcast time, episode 11, aka the penultimate episode of season 2. I'm not going to lie, episode 12 is probably just going to be me reading a poem because I am ready to have a little holiday. Anyway, today it's a quickie because that's what I'm into, about a topic that's bound to be relevant in the coming week or so. It's also got a red hot recommendation for you because why wouldn't I give you the gift of some very relatable content this festive season? So, everyone knows the phrase agree to disagree. Well, I can't stand it when it comes to things that aren't opinion-based, but instead, someone wanting to continue believing and sharing harmful viewpoints. I recently had a conversation with someone about an image that I posted on my personal social media. It was a picture of my feet standing over the entrance to an exhibit by an Aboriginal artist. The art is of the words, "Mate, you're standing on stolen land." I didn't expect I would still be weeding out people who didn't share my views about traditional ownership of the country that we live on. I mean, I know we didn't cure racism with black tiles on Instagram, but surely nobody thinks non-Indigenous people have zero responsibility to face the truth of what colonisation has done. Anyway, it seems I was wrong, because the angry act, immediate comments about my closed-mindedness, the fact that they hadn't taken anything, and even a question about my cultural background rolled in. Even though it wasn't my public page, I moderated the comments and tried to say super chill while respectfully disagreeing. This topic and many like it are the ones which might have you in pretty tense moments with people that you want to stay friendly or at least civil with. There are some which I won't compromise on, and in this instance, I made that clear by simply clarifying my points, not criticizing the other person, and telling them that I didn't agree with them and that I was happy to stand by my point. Agree to disagree can be a chance to continue respectful discussion when you're in a conversation that's uncomfortable but is worth having. However, during the tense times of end-of-year celebrations, that might not be the case, and so maybe you're going to need some more pointers about dealing with difficult family members. Star McGowan, one of my fellow ACAST creators, has just dropped an episode for you with psychologist Angela Murray. And that's it. That's the tweet. Instead of talking more, I'm going to send you Star's way. Head to the Relatable podcast and please do enjoy. Fair warning, the episode is marked explicit because, of course, gorgeous, gorgeous girls like to use colourful language. So from me to you, a reminder for this coming weekend, whether you spend it with people you love or not, your body, my body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the podcast, part of the ACAST Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at the Podzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.